Siapakah si pengarang? Siapakah si jawara? Siapa juaranya? Semangat menghentikan jiwa berperang sasa, hati lawan curiga. Siapa yang menang salah? Siapa yang menang kalah? Siapakah si pengarang? Siapa si jawara? Siapa sang penguasa?
Rupat Island is a quite large island and covers an area of 1,500 square kilometers. Rupat Island has many attractive panoramas and natural charms. Tourists who come can find views of a small river that flows calmly to a large river that divides the island. The view of the white sandy beach can spoil and captivate the tourists who visit it. Rupat Island is one of the big islands in Bengkalis Regency, Riau Province. It is even larger than the island of Bengkalis, which is the central of government for Bengkalis Regency. The location of Rupat Island is directly adjacent to two of Indonesia's closest neighbors, namely Singapore and Malaysia. Even the lip of the beach is also directly adjacent to the Malacca Strait. Rupat Island is an actively populated island, so there are no opening and closing hours. The island is open 24 hours. The entrance tickets to Rupat Island vary depending on what tourism attraction you are going to visit. If only to enter Rupat Island, there are no costs besides boat tickets for transportation. As an island that is intended to be a tourism destination, several facilities have been built on this island, such as restaurants and inns. To get to Rupat Island, you have to cross by boat known as Ro-Ro ship or roll-on roll-off. The crossing fee is 100,000 rupiah per car and 6,500 rupiah per person. The crossing time is around 30 until 45 minutes. Listener, to attract tourists, the Rupat Beach Festival is usually held in October. This is an annual agenda for Bengkalis Regency. In the festival, there are a number of competitions that are participated in by the local community, such as parade of ornamental canoes, kites, pillow fights, beheading boat races, and many more.
Oh. of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Welcome back to Music Corner. In today's edition of Music Corner, I'm going to present to you keroncong song entitled Terpukau or Mesmerized by Khoiriah Anggi Setiawati. The song, created by Ade Govinda and popularized by Astrid Sartiasari, was released on April 10, 2013. Astrid reveals the meaning in the song about someone who is in love but has not had the opportunity to have the lover. The song tells the story of someone who has unrequited love. The singer hopes and dreams to be able to live together with the person he loves, but he realizes that he cannot conquer her heart yet. Nevertheless, he is still determined to fight for his feelings and hopes that one day he can be with the person he loves. A listener, here is Khoiriah Anggi Setiawati with the keroncong song entitled Terpukau.
Jatuh hatimu. Indonesia.
Listener, here is quotes of the day. Sometimes one must face hardships before a perfect happiness comes to them. A quote from R.A. Kartini. Listener, Raden Ajeng Kartini, or R.A. Kartini, is an Indonesian heroine who fought for the rights and freedom of women. She is a figure of emancipation who fought so that Indonesian women can have education equality. Kartini believed that with education, Indonesian women would be more sophisticated with broad knowledge, firm determination, and never give up. And listener, that's quote of the day.
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
So as we know that the whole world is, well, it's not the global warming anymore, it's more like the global boiling. Well, I think you can find the discussion because I saw that the Twitter is down right now, but that's not what we're going to be talking about. But imagine if we are not being sustainable, there will be no energy left to keep the social media running. So everybody, including you and I, needs to be more green and adopt a more eco-friendly lifestyle. And the Indonesian government also is promoting a lot of concepts to utilize the use of natural energy and reduce dependence on the environmentally unfriendly energy sources. Just like being done by the Meteorology, Climatology and Geophysics Agency that is promoting the concept of green building with this very idea. The Meteorology, Climatology and Geophysics Agency's Director of Applied Climate Services, Marjuki, said that the world has been experiencing temperature anomalies from 2015 to 2023 with, well, for example, in Indonesia, we have a global temperature increase of 1.5 degrees Celsius in 2024, almost exceeding safe limits set by the Paris Agreement itself. Therefore, the agency is promoting the implementation of the green building, and one of the green building projects has been developed, which is in collaboration between the agency with the Public Works and Public Housing Ministry in Tegal, Central Java. And Marjuki also admitted that apparently constructing green building is indeed more expensive. Of course, everything related to most of the things related to being green is a little bit more expensive. But according to Marjuki also, well, the long-term benefits are enormous, ranging from energy efficiency to environmental sustainability. So what do you think about this? A little bit costly for now, but the benefits in the long term will be enormous. What can you say about this, listener? You can share your own ideas related to the implementation of green building, which is a little bit costly, but it is to also promoting the more environmentally friendly buildings and lifestyles. You can send it to our WhatsApp number +62 821 2381 2130. And more from Indonesia is coming up next, so stay tuned on Radio World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Seperti cinta ini ingin ku lukiskan di dasar hatiku. Kesetiaan janjiku untuk pertahankan kasihku padamu. kau lama tak hati. Aku masih cumburi bayang dirimu di dalam mimpi yang mungkin takkan pernah membawamu di genggamku.
After this song and the next one, this is Chris Patti with Laklakang Oleh Waktu, and then later there will be Randy Pandoko with I Don't Care. You'll be listening to a story about a very beautiful place in North Minahasa. It's called Likupang.
You might be familiar with this sound when your kids are online. But you might miss some other sounds. Your child might stumble upon harmful content, bullies and predators when they are online. Pay attention to the sounds. It's not too late.
Mom, what's this?
Find more ways to protect children online from your local children protection agency or visit unicef.org.
More from Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
I don't need to stay when you're away. I don't need to stay when you walked away. I don't need to move when you're in my way. I don't need to see what we heard today. I don't wanna stay out late just to hold you. I don't wanna do what we used to do.
care. I don't even know why we're trying. I don't even care just to ask. 'Cause baby, don't you know that we're dying? I'm sad and it's over, but I don't care. Everything. I don't need to be your sweetest thing. Baby, we were lost when it's on my head. Baby, I just don't wanna understand. I don't wanna stay out late just to hold you. I don't wanna do what we used to do. I don't care. I don't even know why we're trying. I don't even care just to ask. Baby, don't you know that we're dying? I'm sad and it's over, but I don't care. When it's over and I am free, when it's done for you and me, and I know you know that I don't want this for you and me. Oh, and I don't even know why we're trying. I don't even care just to dying. I am sad and it's over, and I don't even know why we're trying. I don't even care just to ask. Baby, don't you know that we are dying? I am sad and it's over, but I don't care.
Looking at the expanse of white sandy beach with crystal clear sea water, framed with green hills in the distance. Once you're here, you'll be reluctant to leave this wonderful beach, which is the main attraction of Pulisan Tourist Village in Likupang, North Sulawesi. In accordance with its location, this beach is called Pulisan Beach. Head of the village, Ben Harjarang, said this beach has not only beautiful white sand, but also a headland, some caves, and natural wells.
Ya, kalau pantai Pulisan, di sini kita selain punya pasir
putih. As for Pulisan Beach, here, apart from having white sand on either side, we have a headland which is very nice. And then we also have several caves here. Besides, at Pulisan Beach, we also have two natural wells close to each other. There are indeed natural wells. The water comes out of the rock. A long time ago, the ancestors of this Kusan village came here and took the water on this part of the beach. The water that came out of the sumur batu then was used for drinking or bathing.
Para leluhur yang ada di desa Pulisan ini, mereka datang di sini mengambil airnya di situ, Tanjung Pulisan itu. Selain itu kita juga di sini punya.
In Tanjung Pulisan, we also have two rocks, one of which is shaped like priest who is preaching next to Tanjung Pulisan. So from the side, it looks like a priest or pastor who is preaching. It is called Pantai Batu Pastor or Pastor Stone Beach, because it's shaped like a priest or a pastor. And next to it is Tanjung Kerbau or Buffalo Headland Rock. When the water recedes, it's shaped like a buffalo taking a bath, so that there are several interesting places that surround this Pulisan beach.
Apart from diving spots which present stunning underwater beauty, Pulisan Beach also has savanna, Teletubbies Hill, and Rarata Hill, which are also beautiful.
Apart from that, we have a beach with beautiful white sand. We also have several spots for diving or for visitors who come to do activities in the sea area in front of this beach. Because the coral reefs are really beautiful. It's good because it is maintained by us. The government works together with the community in general in Pulisan Village. Apart from the beach, we also have other spots, including hills and savanna. There is Rarata Hill, and next to it, Teletubbies Hill. So that this is a natural potential that will be exploited to increase tourism development in Pulisan Village.
There are many tourist activities that can be enjoyed, such as swimming, hiking, snorkeling, diving, and also fishing. For those who want to dive or see the beauty of the headland, caves and natural wells, the beach management has provided boats that can be rented.
Nah, sehingga kita juga di sini menyiapkan.
Here, we prepare boat facilities like boat taxi to serve visitors who want to see the spinning water. Or if you want to see the batu or stone well next to the beach, you can go straight to the beach to see the rocks which looks like a priest and the buffalo-shaped rock. So, we prepare the facilities for boat transportation.
Jadi kita menyiapkan sarana untuk transportasi perahu.
Pulisan Beach is indeed beautiful. Its beauty is undeniable, especially when you take a boat to the diving spots. Dive under the sea and see with your own eyes. The beauty of the coral reefs. So awesome. The coral reefs in Pulisan are in a very good condition because they are kept sustainable. Ben Harsat, Pulisan Tourist Village formed a rescue team consisting of some youths to preserve nature in Pulisan, including its coral reefs.
Iya, jadi kita juga di sini kita membentuk juga
yes.
Team rescue yang namanya.
So we also formed a rescue team here, which is under the supervision of the village government. We also collaborate with the village. We formed a rescue team. So, we gathered several young people in this village. We trained them to maintain sustainability, including the coral reef and also the natural potential that exists on the Pulisan Tourist Beach. This is their responsibility. So, that there are spots to do some diving when tourists want to dive. Yes, so in front there is a coral reef, which is a very good spot because it is specially arranged in that shape.
Natural sustainability in the Pulisan Tourist Village must continue to be maintained, especially as this tourist village is included in the Likupang Super Priority Destination Area. Indonesian Minister of Tourism and Creative Economy, Sandiaga Uno explained, Lee Kupang prioritizes sustainability aspects, so it's not about the number of tourists, but quality tourism.
Because if we look at Lee Kupang of the five super priority destinations, it is the newest one. So, this is precisely what we are currently developing. But the concept is not a concept of quantity, but quality. And we also hope that the tourism in this environment will have regenerative aspect, so that it will experience a sustainability aspect with the theme of sustainable tourism. That's what we want to prioritize, so that later, not just many people who come here, but those who come to Lee Kupang are of high quality.
Besides prioritizing nature conservation, other aspects are also of concern to the government. Minister Sandiaga Uno explained, the Ministry of Tourism and Creative Economy also provides training and capital for macro, small and medium enterprises, including promotions so that Lee Kupang tourism can continue to develop.
We will carry out training for tourism and creative industry actors in Lee Kupang. We will carry out marketing, so later there will be several sales missions abroad. I will collaborate with their regions and all the heads of North Sulawesi Provincial Office to promote. I also met the Philippines ambassador. Many Filipinos are interested in coming to Lee Kupang. Thirdly, we must also provide capital to these macro, small and medium enterprises so that their products can also get better.
No, this is not just a dream, because anyone can enjoy the natural beauty of Pulisan tourist village Lee Kupang. Traveling there, you cannot only enjoy the natural beauty, but also do fun tourist activities. If we are lucky, we will also be entertained by the traditional music of Keroncong Mama, which you have just heard. According to the Pulisan Tourist Village Head, Ben Harijarang, Keroncong Mama is the traditional music of the Pulisan Village community.
Kalau Keroncong Mama ini memang sudah menjadi budaya sebetulnya.
Keroncong Mama has become a culture. Actually, it is a culture rather than just socialization music for the people in Pulisan. Here, the majority are from North Minahasa, North Nusanese people, and we have an activity called Four Choir. So, if there are joyful events like, for example, birthdays, well, after the usual worship, people will do Four Choir. It's like dancing accompanied by music called Keroncong Mama. It has become a culture that exists here. So, we see that this also needs to be cultivated, along with the tourist village. So, we are also lifting this Keroncong Mama up as one of the cultures.
Kita mengangkat juga salah satu budaya ini yaitu Keroncong Mama.
Keroncong Mama players consist of approximately 10 people. They play various musical instruments such as guitar, ukulele, and bass. Interestingly, these musical instruments are made by themselves. They usually practice after work. Some work as fishermen, gardeners, artisans, and miners. Frankie Fatilima, leader of a Keroncong Mama group, explained, now Keroncong Mama often appears at various events in Lee Kupang, as well as appearing to welcome foreign guests. Not only is it entertaining, Keroncong Mama also promotes Lee Kupang art and culture.
Alangkah baiknya dengan musik tradisional seperti ini.
Traditional music like this is becoming more well known and is being promoted to visitors at various events, so that the traditional music is more widely known. Of course, things like are more introduced when we welcome guests from abroad. It's better when there is music like this. As said earlier, this actually happens when there are guests who come from abroad. We are also asked to entertain those who come while sitting around. There is a very beautiful situation when you are with people who are, let's say, foreigners. Well, they don't understand the language the people speak, but it's entertaining for them.
Tapi ya menghibur kepada mereka.
Relaxing in the gazebo, looking at the blue sea while sipping young coconut water to the accompaniment of Karonjong Mama music is an unforgettable experience for tourists. This will be even more enjoyable because this tourist village is equipped with good road access, stalls available along the beach, toilets, and homestays for those of you who want to spend the night. The Pulisan Tourist Village in Likupang must be on your bucket list. So, no need to wait long. Let's go to Likupang.
Yuk, kita berwisata. Mari Jo, piknik ke Likupang.
Let's travel. Let's go on a trip to Likupang and travel around Indonesia.
Open your eyes, open your mind. Feel the warmth, see the smile. Kindness and love, that's what I feel.
Menunggumu, jutaan lagu tercipta untukmu. Apakah kau akan terus begini? Masih adakah celah di hatimu yang masih bisa kutuk singgahi? Cobalah aku, kapan engkau mau? Kesejukan yang kau rasa. Coba keluar di terik siang, ingatlah bintang yang kau sapa, maka kehangatan yang kau rasa. You.
just listened to Shelly on 7 with a song titled Itu Aku or That's Me. The song is about someone who is taken for granted for by other person they love, and apparently in this song it expresses that actually the other person doesn't realize that doesn't even recognize that everything that he did for them, it's coming from him, which is quite sad, right? So the song is like trying to tell them that that's me who is doing that for you. Although I don't think that it is stated explicitly to the person, but it's more like, well, just imagine that you wish someone to understand that you did it for them. Maybe something like that. And even when you are close to a person, you might be not recognizing them entirely. Of course, that is the problem in human communication. But there's also the possibility that everything around us, the animals, the plants, are not yet discovered by science. Or maybe it can be called as a new species. You might be finding that every day, but the time you consider something, well, it might be a new species. What is it that you need to do, and what can you understand from having a species around us? Here is an explanation by Amir Hamidi, the Director of Biodiversity Scientific Authority Secretariat of the National Research and Innovation Agency of Indonesia.
The main role for protection of species is the people itself. So if the people around the area where the species occur notice and realize there is a species that living together with them, even species that has no name, and then this is very unique. For example, you think about the Barbodet new species from Kelapa Nunggal. The species is endemic. They are in the subterranean area. They have evolved in the different way with other terrestrial species. And of course, regarding the change of the environment that support them is really, really fragile for them to survive. And this message needs to be delivered to the people around them. And for example, if you use the water and then the water can go down, if it is polluted, probably can be affected to the species under the subterranean area that living in that ecosystem. We have to know when species have been discovered, there are a lot of information need to be explored rather than finding new species. How they live there, the habitat, the reproductions, as well as the population. So if all those information can be provided, then we know what is the advantage of species from the human beings. For example, Komodo dragon has been discovered in 1912. We don't know what the Komodo dragon has until in 2015, that the blood of Komodo dragon consists of some active material. So they have some material that really can be developed for material for antibacterial or antibiotic, something like that. So it has been almost 200 years after it has been discovered. More than 100 years has been discovered. So yeah, finding new species is not simple. However, finding the utility of the new species is also need improvement from the perspective of science. So message from the people is protect the species around them, as well as telling them the existence of the species in the habitat is really needed, because there's a part of the ecosystem that has contribution to the stability of that ecosystem. Once the stability of the ecosystem disturbed, then human being can be affected. So this kind of the message need to be delivered to the people around the area where the species has been found.
A more detailed conversation about biodiversity, about the wildlife and their significance for the whole ecosystem, the planet Earth, and even the human, is available on our YouTube channel, VOI Official. And the next one, a song that was very, very viral in Indonesia, Young Franco with Gemu Famire. Enjoy.
Yeah. From Jakarta, Indonesia, here is Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our program through shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz. Online streaming, voanews.id and at RI Digital Mobile Application. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
From Indonesia to the world.
Listener, you're listening to RR World Service Voice of Indonesia with the English program on VONS.ID and also the application RRE Digital plus the frequencies 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz. And today we have a lot of things to present to you, so stay tuned with us on RR World Service Voice of Indonesia. Listener, this is the Voice of Indonesia with the news. First, the headlines. President Prabowo affirms Indonesia and Vietnam agree on more comprehensive strategy partnership. Ministry of Creative Economy supports free nutritional meal program through cooking training and menu development from local ingredients. President Ruslani ensures that Antalya is open to domestic and foreign investment, and here is the news in details. Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto held a bilateral meeting with General Secretary of the Communist Party of Vietnam, Tho Lim. During the meeting, President Prabowo emphasized that Indonesia and Vietnam agreed to enhance their partnership into a comprehensive strategic partnership. The detail by Dora Pardede.
Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto stated that Indonesia and Vietnam not only share the same values and history in fighting imperialism and colonialism, but also the same vision of becoming a developed country in 2045, in the two countries' 100th anniversary of independence. This was conveyed by the head of state when delivering a joint statement with Secretary General of the Communist Party of Vietnam, Tho Lam, at the Merdeka Palace, Jakarta, Monday. On the occasion, President Prabowo emphasized that Indonesia and Vietnam agreed to enhance their partnership into a comprehensive strategic partnership.
Kita sudah setuju dalam pertemuan kita.
In our meeting, we have agreed that we want to improve our relationship, cooperation. We want to improve our relationship into a comprehensive strategic partnership. And we really want to strengthen and cooperate in almost all fields, political field, economy, defense and security, the populace, exchange of visits in the field of education and science, almost all fields. We want to increase cooperation and do something, if possible, a good economic integration.
President Prabowo further explained that Indonesia and Vietnam agreed to establish bilateral economic cooperation with a target of $18 billion by 2028. The president also welcomed Vietnam investment in Indonesia in the automotive sector, agriculture, and in various other fields. According to the president, this cooperation will help both countries improve food security and can even make Indonesia and Vietnam become world food contributors. Secretary General of the Communist Party of Vietnam, Tho Lam, and his wife, Ngo Phung Ly, visited Indonesia on March 9-11, 2025, for a state visit, which also coincided with the 70th anniversary of diplomatic relations between Indonesia and Vietnam. Tho Lam was welcomed with a state ceremony at Merdeka Palace by President Prabowo on Monday afternoon. The two leaders then held a bilateral meeting. Dora Pardede for Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto also urged app-based transportation companies to allow bonuses ahead of the Islamic Eid celebration. The detail by Ramashiki.
Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto has urged online transportation companies to provide religious holiday allowances for the Islamic feast day of Eid al-Fitr in late March. The bonus will impact drivers and courier partners of those companies with Prabowo estimating the number to be up to 250,000 full-time drivers and 1.5 million part-time drivers. In a press conference in Jakarta on Monday, March 10, Prabowo said that online drivers contribute to supporting the mobility of people and goods in Indonesia.
Pada tahun ini, pemerintah menaruh perhatian khusus kepada para pengemudi dan kurir online.
This year, the government is paying special attention to online drivers and couriers who have made significant contributions in supporting transportation and logistics services in Indonesia. Therefore, the government urges all FPS transportation service companies to provide holiday bonuses in cash to online drivers and couriers, considering their work performances.
Kepada pengemudi dan kurir online dalam bentuk uang tunai dengan mempertimbangkan keaktifan kerja.
Prabowo also urged that holiday allowances be given to all workers no later than 7 days before Eid al-Fitr, and the Ministry of Manpower will provide the details. He thanked Indonesia's two largest online transportation companies, local company Gojek and Singapore-based Grab, for their willingness to give these bonuses. With about 85% of Indonesia's population being Muslim, the religious holiday allowances, a worker's entitlement in Indonesia, are highly anticipated ahead of Eid season. Ramasiti Pratama reporting for Voice of Indonesia.
The Interparliamentary Cooperation Agency of Indonesian House of Representatives, in cooperation with Amnesty International,